KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog, light snow, or flurries possible today and a high in the lower 30s. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Topping Southwest Iowa news, a collision between a semi and a van Thursday afternoon in Adams County claimed the life of a West Central Iowa man. 64-year-old Jerome Kester of Coon Rapids died after the Dodge Caravan he was driving pulled away from a stop sign at Highway 34 and 148 in Corning and was struck by the tractor of a semi traveling westbound on Highway 34. Following the collision, the semi rolled onto its driver's side. The driver, 47-year-old Travis Dukes of Lenox, was not injured. Kester died at the scene. The accident happened around 1:20 p.m. and remains under investigation. The Iowa State Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Adams County EMS, Corning Fire and Rescue, and other first responders. Officials at the Iowa Department of Corrections report 31-year-old James Dean Archer, who was convicted of willful injury causing serious injury and other crimes in Page County, failed to report back to the Council Bluffs Residential Correctional Facility as required Thursday morning. Archer is a white male, 6 feet tall, about 178 pounds. You can see a picture of the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Authorities say he was admitted to the work release facility on October 22nd of last year. Anyone with information about Archer's whereabouts should contact their local law enforcement agency. State officials are bringing in the retired director of a Virginia facility for patients with intellectual disabilities to address issues at the Glenwood Resource Center. The Iowa Department of Human Services has contracted with Mark DiOrio to provide technical assistance at the Glenwood Resource Center and oversee improvements. Federal officials are investigating physical injuries and allegations of improper nutrition for patients at Glenwood. The former superintendent had been accused of using patients for a sexual arousal study. In addition, DHS officials have scheduled two town hall meetings at the Glenwood Resource Center, one with patients' families on February 1st, the other with staff on February 6th. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds fired the facility superintendent at the end of December. She visited the Glenwood Resource Center on Wednesday. The Page County Sheriff's Office says two people, including a juvenile, were injured during a single vehicle accident Wednesday night about 2 miles southwest of Clarinda. Authorities say 19-year-old Austin Tyler Lathy of Villisca was driving a 2006 Ford Ranger westbound in the 2700 block of 230th Street at around 9:15 p.m. when his pickup lost traction on the slush and snow-covered road. Lathy overcorrected while trying to regain control of the vehicle, but it entered the north ditch and struck a fence post in the ditch before rolling onto its side, coming to rest. Lathy and a juvenile female passenger were transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center by Clarinda Ambulance Service for treatment of unknown injuries. Damage to the pickup was estimated at $8,000. No charges have been filed. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency is asking for all businesses in Shelby County to please visit the EMA's website at shelbycountyema.com and fill out the Shelby County Business Contact Information Form. Emergency Management Coordinator Alex Londo said business owners or managers will then simply click on the link and fill out 8 questions on the form that is attached. The responses will be sent back to the Shelby County EMA, with the goal being to ensure that they have all the correct information in the event of an emergency at businesses after hours. All the responses will remain confidential. The site is active now, and if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call Alex Londo at 712-755-5160 or email alondo@shco.org. Officials at the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship report that an insect that kills ash trees has been confirmed for the first time in Audubon and Guthrie counties. The emerald ash borer, or EAB, larvae were collected from infested trees in rural Exira and Casey. The invasive tree-killing pest has been found in 71 Iowa counties since 2010. EAB is a small, metallic green beetle that attacks and kills ash tree species. In its larval stage, EAB bores beneath the bark, disrupting the movement of water and nutrients within the tree. The infested trees will typically die then within 2 to 4 years. Ash trees infested with EAB might include canopy thinning, woodpecker damage, water sprouts from the trunk or main branches, serpentine or S-shaped galleries under the bark, vertical bark splitting, and 1/8-inch D-shaped exit holes. Mike Kinter with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, the EAB coordinator, says woodpeckers like to eat EAB larvae from beneath the bark of ash trees. Despite it being winter, though, woodpecker damage is an indicator that EAB may be lurking in a tree. The adult beetle can spread naturally by flying short distances to area host trees. However, the more threatening long-distance spread is by human-assisted movement. Beneath the bark, larvae can unknowingly be transported in infested wood products such as firewood. People are encouraged to use locally sourced firewood where they're going to burn it. The entire state of Iowa is under a quarantine for EAB, a federal quarantine enforced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, prohibits the movement of regulated articles such as living and dead material from ash trees and all hardwood firewood out of Iowa into non-quarantined areas of other states. This calendar date, the window for all preventative treatments is closed. If a landowner is interested in protecting a valuable and healthy ash tree within 15 miles of a known infestation, they should have landscape and tree service companies bid on work, review the bids this winter, and then begin treating in the spring of this year from early April to mid-May. In the funeral announcements, Roberta Rash, age 89, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday at Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Roberta Rash will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Bridgewater United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Arlene Robb, age 94, of Audubon, died November 11th. A celebration of life memorial service for Arlene Robb will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Donna Lee Heppner, age 74, of Hancock, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Donna Heppner will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Molly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Donna McLaren, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of the Cumberland-Messina areas, died December 22nd. A celebration of life service, a memorial service for Donna McLaren, will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bernice Meyer, age 94, of Exira, died January 14th. A celebration of life memorial service for Bernice Meyer will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Norma Jean Richter, age 91, of Adair, died January 16th. Services for Norma Richter will be held Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. Evelyn Sickles Purdy, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Evelyn Purdy will be on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Carol K. Anderson, age 81, of Audubon, died Wednesday in Carroll. And per her request, cremation will take place and there will be no formal services for Carol Anderson. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.